morning. This is Agashwani Gohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yentan. India and Bhutan yesterday exchanged several agreements of mutual interest to further strengthen their partnership. The documents were exchanged between India and Bhutan in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Prime Minister of Bhutan Tsering Dobkhe in Thimphu. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi will inaugurate the Galchuen Jetsun Pema Mother and Child Hospital in Thimphu today. The state-of-the-art hospital has been built with the assistance of India in Thimphu. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan has urged the young graduates to embrace an adventure that promises to enrich challenges, perspectives and broaden the horizons with new cultures, ideas and opportunities to transform. Speaking at the 6th convocation ceremony of Nagaland University, Lumami, yesterday, Governor Ganesan also advised the students to acquire maximum knowledge and earn a place among the best in the world, but reminded that one must return to own country to address the local challenges, innovate solutions, and inspire the next generation. The governor also expressed optimism that Nagaland University will enable its graduates to take over the enterprising roles to cherish the aspiration of modern India. 86 gold medalists and 156 students in different departments have been conferred with certificates. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has disaffiliated 20 schools for engaging in malpractices. The board has disaffiliated 5 schools from Delhi alone. A notification by the CBSE said the stringent action was taken after discrepancies were found in adherence to affiliation and examination norms during surprise inspections by the board. CBSE also said that these schools were committing various malpractices of presenting dummy students, ineligible candidates, and were not maintaining records properly. After a thorough inquiry, the board decided to disaffiliate and downgrade them. Rajbhavan Gohima celebrated Bihar State Foundation Day with the Bihar community yesterday at Dr. Imkung Lipa Au Hall. During the celebration, Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan in his address said that the celebration is a testament to inclusive spirit of the country which demonstrates unity in diversity. He said the relationship between Bihar and Nagaland, though geographically distant, is deeply interwoven through the threads of economic and social exchanges. The governor asserted that Biharis have been instrumental in contributing to the economy of Nagaland, bringing with them their hard work, skills and entrepreneurial spirit. On the occasion, Governor of Bihar, Rajendra Vishwanathan Arulekar, conveyed greetings through a video message. Highlights of the program included poetry recitation, Bihari folk songs and dances, and patriotic songs. A 22-year-old female employee of a mobile showroom was attacked in broad light by a person at Nyamon Lothar Road in Dimapur yesterday. The victim, who works as a store manager, was attempted to murder with a knife by one Abdul Majid. The police said the victim has been shifted to a private hospital and undergoing treatment. It is reported that the accused is still absconding. A case has been registered at Women Police Station under the relevant section of law. And in sports, Nagaland Taekwondo team has emerged as the champions of the Taekwondo event held as part of the Northeast Games 2024 at Suvima Futsal Ground. Nagaland team won 12 medals, 4 gold, 5 silver, 3 bronze. It was followed by Manipur in the second with 4 gold, 1 silver and 3 bronze of the overall medal tally. Mizoram State is in third position with 3 gold, 4 silver and 2 bronze of the table tally. This is the first time Nagaland dominated the Taekwondo event over the past 3 edition held for the Northeast Games. The 2-day-long championship started on Thursday with participation from 7 states. Meanwhile, Manipur surged ahead in a medal tally, winning 32 gold, 22 silver and 24 bronze medals, totaling 78 medals. Nagaland team slipped to second, securing 31 gold, 22 silver and 28 bronze medals, totaling 81 in the medal tally, and Assam made its presence with 29 gold, 33 silver and 32 bronze medals, boasting an impressive total of 94 medals. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.